This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. In today's ultra-competitive retail market, granular data is just as important as making the sale. Comebuy has managed to integrate data collection with the added functionality of a virtual store assistant to close the gap between customer and store. To get a better understanding of the concept behind Comebuy, we're here with co-founder Barry Ooi on his all-round solution that benefits shoppers as well as store assistants. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Frida. Long time no see.
Long time no see. Before we get into Comebuy, how did Comebuy come about? Tell us a little bit about your past experience and how this evolved into your new baby.
Oh yeah, it's a combination of many different things, right? So like, I think when we first met, this is what, in 2015 roughly. That was it's been years. I was working with my wife on then girlfriend now wife on 23. Some of you ladies of a certain age probably have shopped there before. We were an online first, and then later omnichannel retail brand, right? Now, I'm a data nerd and my background is in economics. So with the online store, I was like, you know, it was kind of like manna from heaven, right? Because we're sitting on heaps and mountains of data to play with. We knew like exactly how many people came into our website, what dresses they were looking at, what color variants, what sizes. And if they abandoned their cart, we knew exactly how to remarket to them, right? But we in our retail stores, and we had 5 retail stores back then in Malaysia, what kind of data that we had? Practically zero. Right. I mean, not for lack of trying, right? We tried. We had staff manually counting shoppers with counters. We would try to scan the barcodes of the dresses that our shoppers took to the fitting room so that we knew how many times something was tried on. And of course, we had our POS, which captured more precise sales data, right? And then I would cobble together and hack together the data sets to come up with some insights about our shoppers, But I mean, you think about it, it's so hacky. It's so disparate. And there had to be a better way, right? So after 23, then we sold the business. And then I continued working with some more retail clients across a few other retail-focused startups. And I realized that what we were doing back then was actually still far more... It's a lot more, like, you know, compared to what people and what many other retailers are even considering right now. It feels like the industry is still somewhat 5 to 10 years behind almost. And yeah, and I guess that's kind of like where this whole idea culminated from.
Right. Okay. So actually, why the name Comebuy?
The half empty guys who say like, come into a store, please buy. But the half full guys would say that it's, you know, we want to invite people to come by our store instead. And it's about, it's about getting people in and then having a good shopping experience in the store and generating some insights for the retailers.
Okay, so the whole, so this is the history, of course, with 23 and then you working in retail in that space, right? So to the whole, before you came up with Comebuy, how long was the process before you came up with the solution?
With the idea or with the solution?
With the solution, got the idea and then getting it to up and running.
So I think this idea has always been in the back of my mind since 23. But it wasn't until I met my co-founder, Arjun. He's based in Singapore. I met him last year, around mid of last year. And that's when we started to bounce ideas back and forth. And he's also from a retail background and he's also from a product background. So it's like, great, you know, like I'm great at selling to businesses. You're great at building something. So that's when we started to work on this. And then we registered the company in February and then we started building in March and then we went live in April.
Okay. So it's been only a couple of months when the baby arrived. Okay. So I want to get into the service, right? So what are you trying to close the gap between customer service, right? Go through the flow process for me. What kind of gaps does this process remove from the retail experience or add to the retail experience?
Okay. I think it's important to frame this context in the context of the problem that we're trying to solve, right? Mm. And the problem is that retailers don't know and practically nothing about their shoppers, right? They have no ideas what they have no idea what the shoppers are looking for. They have no idea why they leave. And if you think about it, most of the time they only capture data about the shoppers at the point of checkout, right? Mm. And when you, if you think about it as well, what's the conversion rate for retail store? Do you know this, Frida?
No, no. Ooh, quizzing me. No.
take a guess. Take a wild guess. On average,
okay, 20%.
20%. Not a bad guess. It's more like 5 to 10%.
Really? Okay.
And
so someone coming in, and it's only 5 to 10. Okay. Right. Okay.
100 people come to the store. Maybe 5 to 10 people are actually going to make a purchase. And what that means is that only 5 to 10% of the time, the store is able to capture insights about their customers. It means there's 90-95% of shoppers who are coming in, you know, they're browsing through your racks, they're picking up items, they're asking questions of your sales assistants, and none of this data is captured because they just chow after that. Mm. Right. So that is the essence of the problem that we want to solve. Now, but if you think about it, right, actually, how to solve it is, well, I mean, you get better sales staff. Like sales staff needs to go and interact with the customers, break down those barriers and all that. But very often, I think in Malaysia, shoppers, it's quite normal behavior. Like we tend to have these walls up, right?
Yeah.
You come to me. Why? I'm just browsing.
Do you need any help? No.
No, thank you. But actually, they came into the store for a reason, right?
Right.
They came to the store for a reason. They're looking for something. And the incentive is actually aligned with the sales assistant who wants to sell you something. But there's always this barrier in between. And so now, moving on into the idea, the solution itself, right? Are you familiar with the Amazon-style stores in the States?
No.
All right. So I think more people...
Physical stores.
The physical stores, yeah. So I think a lot of people would be more familiar with the Amazon Go Minimart concept, mm-hmm. but Amazon has also started testing this style store concept, where it's basically a fashion retail store, which only carries one of each SKU on their shelves and on their rails. And everything is powered by QR codes in the store. They're essentially trying to reduce the dependence on the sales staff to break down that barrier between the customer and the staff so that the customer doesn't feel too intimidated to ask for questions, to look for anything. They can easily self-serve. I think especially in post-pandemic, a lot of people also maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to a lot of people anymore.
Right.
And also, I mean, there are plenty of introverts who just simply don't want to talk to sales staff. Mm. So in the Amazon store, they'll go around and they'll be scanning QR codes to get more information about the products, to look for size availability, to check for variants and even add to cart and so on. So we're taking that concept, that idea, and making it so that it's easy to implement that concept to any retailer that we work with. Easily integrable with any of the existing systems in the store. We don't need to have a complete Amazon-style overhaul. We just integrate with the existing systems. So what that, So that's on the front end, right? So what that means is that the shopper has a, you know, they have a real engaging experience to look for the products that they want.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions here. So for example, I do walk into a store and I really am just looking, right? And I go in the store and it's not something that's suitable for me, anything suitable for me, or maybe it's something that's suitable for me. What do you detect? What is it that you're detecting? Where am I? I'm looking, you know, in the lingerie section, say for example, right? What are you detecting from that? And I don't buy anything.
Using an example, right, Frida? So you walk into a store, you walk into a lingerie section. So we have another aspect to our solution, which is what we call the passive tracking solution. Mm. So we have these little devices installed in the store, which would detect how many people enter the store, where they move inside the store, you know, basically pathways, heat maps, and all that. So at this point, Frida, if you're standing in that lingerie section, we know that you are standing in that lingerie section. Okay. Now, if you pick up something and you're looking for, okay, do you have this in...
Whatever size.
Instead of having to talk to a staff who may be busy or who may not be as engaged or may not know as much, or maybe you're just uncomfortable talking to the staff, right? You can scan the barcode on that lingerie and see what's the availability. And all of this has to be contextual, right? You're looking for a specific contextual answer. You're either looking for size, or you're looking for maybe color variants, or maybe you're looking for what other people are saying about it. Yeah, it has to be contextual.
All right. Okay. So this is really interesting. I'll go into the challenge with privacy and security in just a moment. I'm here with Barry Oi from Come By. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Barry Oi from Come By, who's come up with a very interesting solution in the area of retail, physical retail stores, where they're trying to close the gap between customer and store. You know, just earlier on, you gave me an example of me walking into a store and the heat maps telling me I'm spending time in a certain area and all that, right? Two things. You said that they can actually, you know, they don't want to talk to anyone, but they can scan the barcode to get more information about product. Is that a common behavior in Malaysia to look at the barcode and get information?
That's a great question. And to be honest, this is something that is, I would say, is relatively new, right? And for many Malaysians, we are banking on the fact that the QR code is pretty much ubiquitous now, especially since My Sejahtera and the pandemic, right? So I think it's the barrier to adoption of a QR code is not that it's not as high as it was as before. Now, whether the experience of, you know, coming into store and naturally knowing how to scan a barcode or a QR code, that's something that needs to be educated. And that's something that needs to be, I guess, educated and improved upon. But interestingly, one thing that we have noticed, at least with a couple of our test stores, is that purely organic adoption, right? We put up the QR codes only, we put up the signages without having any prompting from the staff or the store. Their organic adoption is actually pretty good. We're seeing about 5-7% in scan rates, just, you know, out of, I guess, curious shoppers lah.
Can you say who your clients are at the moment?
So we are testing with a couple of stores. We've tested with Melissa Hillman in Bangsa Village. And in Singapore, we've also tested with The Green Collective, which is an eco-conscious mega store, you can call it.
Right. Okay. Now, that big question, security, privacy, how do you overcome that?
Very simple, right? We don't collect any personal information on the shopper until they actually opt in.
Okay.
So, very similar to how Google Analytics for any website works, we capture, aggregate, we capture individual, unique shopper data, but nothing about their personal information. So, we identify this as user A, user B, user C.
Okay. So from the store point of view, okay, there seems to be a lot of interest in this particular area. They don't seem to be much interest in this particular area. Kind of, you know, for example, the green store, right? People like macadamia nuts, they don't like pistachios, that kind of analysis.
Yes, or like we go down to the individual level also, right? So if this shopper, we don't know who this shopper is, right? But he's coming to the store, he's looking at the macadamia nuts. And then he moves on and then he's looking at, let's say, a bamboo toothbrush. Then we start to stitch together a bit of a picture about who this person is. And then let's say at this point, he actually scans that that barcode or the QR code about the toothbrush. Now we know that, okay, this person is interested in macadamia nuts and toothbrushes. And that's his, for whatever reason, like, we can sell to him maybe macadamia flavored toothpaste.
Or macadamia nuts makes it stick in his teeth.
Or that as well, yeah.
Okay, so analytical bits, is that something you also support, or is it something that you just information that you give your clients and then they sort of make it, you know, their own judgment around that?
That's another great question. So In my previous company, so I used to work for Omnilytics as well, a company that my friend Kendrick owns. And one of the difficulties back then was, just a bit of context, it's an e-commerce analytics company. So one of the difficulties in selling a SaaS solution in Malaysia is that many retailers just don't understand or don't appreciate data on its own, right? And that's something that we need to, that we were very cognizant of when we're building this. So the insights, the dashboards has to be very catered to each of our retailers. And it helps that we're both from retail backgrounds also. So the insights will have to be, I'll give you an example of a few of the insights that we'll be pushing. So the sales assistant would get real-time insights, push them saying that this shopper is looking at macadamia nuts and a bamboo toothbrush in this section of the store. And they've been standing there for, let's say, maybe 2 minutes. Okay. And then so we'll be pushing these real-time insights to the sales assistant so that they can sell better while in the store. And on the back end, the store manager would get insights about, this area of the store is maybe underperforming. We can improve the layouts of the store. Or for some reason, this product is being looked at and scanned a lot, but it's not being checked out. So this would be useful insights for the merchandisers. Or we can see that macadamia nuts and toothbrushes seem to go together. Maybe we can do like a marketing campaign around that.
Okay, who knew, right? I mean, but these are the things, right? These are the insights that we never knew, right? And there you go. There's a whole new market we've just created here. Okay, so in terms of marketing this, so yours has been pretty much your, how do you market a solution like this? I mean, you're starting with a few people that you guys know, and I guess how else are you going out with this product that you've got, the solution that you've got?
We're starting out with, of course, with our own network of retailer friends and all that. But it's just going down to the ground and you know, getting really, it requires, I guess a lot of legwork also, like going down to the ground and understanding how each shop works, because every shop works a little bit differently, and their pain points the pain points and what they want to focus on is going to be different. But what ties everything all together is that our proposition is that we're giving you insights to increase your sales. And I think that everyone wants to do that. Everyone wants to do that, especially with they're seeing a lot of competition, increased competition from online e-commerce stores. And they're saying like, people are coming into my stores and they're just looking at my stuff. And then they're in the store, they're looking up Lazada and Shopee already. But what if you could turn that experience around and let them get that information? I mean, they're already looking for information in the store, but let them get that information while on your platform, so you at least control that the capturing of the data.
So Barry, what about your team at the moment? Do you have a large team? Are you looking at expanding this, or we're just going to go granular and bootstrap it for now?
Well, we've got some funding from a strategic corporate investor, Maxis. So so using the funds from there, we're going to be scaling up our team. Currently, we have myself and my co-founder, Arjun. We've got one staff on operations, one intern, and then we've got a development team of four that's based in Indonesia. Right. Looking to scale this up as well.
Wow, this is okay. So this is something that started in February, but you know, obviously a long time, you know, thinking and developing, and from your past experience as well. What are some of the immediate things that we can foresee from Come By for this year and the next?
Oh, I guess the focus for us right now is to really put this idea that we have to the test. And that means scaling up to many different stores. As I said before, each store operates very differently. Every customer in every store has a different use case. So right now, we're in the process of onboarding Sanheng. So I think the appliance use case is going to be great. I'm looking for any other interested retailers out there who would want to, you know, try out this new engaging experience for your customers, while at the same time getting information and more insights on how to optimize your business.
Right. Are there any other players in this space?
From what I've researched, at least, none that are in the similar similar way that we're tackling this. Right. So there are video analytics companies that sort of track footfalls and heat maps and all that. Mm-hmm. But none that I've seen that actually put all of these together in the same way that we do.
Right. Anything else you'd like to add, Barry?
And I think the one thing I would like to say is that the vision that we have is, you know, we want to make it, we want to break down that barrier between the shopper and the store, right? And I think a lot of retailers, at least the ones that I've spoken to, share the same problem. And if this is a problem that you're facing, please drop us a visit at comeby.io, and let's connect, man. Let's talk about how we can help you break down those barriers.
You're gonna say come by.
Comeby.io.
All right. Very away from comeby.io, and you've been listening to Enterprise on Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.